This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is allowing some businesses to reopen for basic operations. Hair salons, gyms, and bowling alleys were the first to open last week. Dine-in restaurants and theaters can start today. From WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports about the decision each business is having to make about whether to open its doors.
Tony Williams Tazzle's hair salon has been on the same street in Southwest Atlanta for more than 20 years. She has multiple generations of loyal customers, and they and her stylist, she says, are like family. That made it all the more difficult to say no when some workers asked her to reopen.
For their safety and the safety of their customers, it's my decision that it stays closed.
Williams Tazzle says she knows people need to work, particularly because she and her independent contractor stylists have not been able to get unemployment benefits or federal relief so far.
Your life is more valuable and more important than making money to pay your mortgage or your rent. You know, we have to think about our families.
She doesn't think it's possible to safely reopen or comply with the recommended sanitation guidelines without access to the masks and disinfectants necessary. 130 miles southeast in Dublin, Georgia, a small city in a rural county, Jennifer Schaefer made a different decision. She's planning to open her Italian restaurant.
We're taking every precaution. We have spent the entire week bleaching and sanitizing every square inch of our restaurant.
Her dining room will be limited to roughly a third of its capacity, so tables can be spaced out. She's confident she'll have enough masks and gloves for her employees to wear while serving.
It's the great thing about living in America. Everybody has a choice. So we're not forcing anyone to come to work, and we're not forcing anyone to come and eat with us.
If an employee were afraid to show up to work, she says she would still pay them. But so far, her employees have told her they're excited about working again.
It's not about us. It's not about money. It's not about anything other than, you know, serving the community right now. And however we need to do that, we're going to do it.
The Georgia Department of Labor says people can't collect unemployment just because they're afraid of getting the coronavirus when their employer reopens. But there are other ways people can qualify, for instance, if they don't have childcare or they're immunocompromised. Georgia's shelter-in-place order is set to expire April 30th. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.